Sound Bändchen of Johannes Brahms, recorded in 1925 by Selma Kurz. Don't you find it a beautiful performance?
I find it beautiful because the timbre of her voice comes out and the sweetness of her character. Oh, this really, really touched me. I just feel as if she would also sing the lullaby from Mozart, you know, Schlafe mein Prinzchen, schlaf ein. She really did this for us children in order to soothe us. But this too.
She sang this for you as children?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. Otherwise I wouldn't be so taken right now. I haven't heard it quite a time.
It's close to your memories of how she sang it to you.
I find that you are overcritical as being a daughter and knowing how she listened to every quarter tone even of what she sang, what she produced. And did I tell you how much she worked every day? She never would speak a word on the days of her performance. That nowadays you feel different. I know the doctors feel different about it, but she would whisper. And therefore the whole household started to whisper. It was so contagious. We children tiptoed. She was slept very badly, but everything was under the sign of a performance. She would never sing two performances in a row, never, because this might damage the velvet, the shine on her voice.
This, of course, would have had your children in awe.
Oh, yes. But we didn't mind. I mean, we were used to it. I didn't mind. I was used to it, and this was how I was brought up.
Were you in awe of her at other times as a child?
Yes, because she was strict, and my father was strict, and we knew what discipline was, but we got a great deal of love, too.
But no more than would be the case with any strict but loving parent, not because she was a great singer.
No, but I mean, we felt that her nerves were badly taxed. Or I felt it, being 3 years older than my brother, that you had to understand. And this understanding came to me in a very, very early age. I would say from 4 or 5 years on. It was just something that was holy. When you couldn't interfere, and when her accompanist was waiting at 10:30 arrived, and you would sit at the standway and wait for her to come in and do her scales. I mean, it was just nothing that would interrupt. And the whole life went this way.
It wasn't something that your father told you or the servants told you or anything of this sort?
No, you felt that yourself. You had to cooperate. This was it. But she was a wonderful mother. She was deeply concerned with everything. Everything we did. She got married quite late in her life. And she wanted then a child so terribly much, so this is why my parents called me Desiree. And this probably too is that I understood, being very, very small, but being led in the direction of being the older one, that I owe everything to this mother and father. I was drawn to music at very early age because I heard that sound, and she was adamant that I shouldn't sing before the year of, oh well, I would say 16 or 17 years only when I started. She said that young people should not take singing lessons ever too early. It could ruin definitely their voice. She was often asked to teach, but she never did. She didn't want to. I remember once I said, but Mutti, we called her Mutti, how do you do this? I mean, now you're making this beautiful tone, and I still hear this Amio Alfredo from the second act of Traviata. And she said, how I mean? But it's very easy. You just have to look at me. And there I stood looking. I couldn't understand it at all. Just poured out this, again, I said, this crescendo, decrescendo that filled a hall and made people cry.
Well, when you began to sing, she didn't then teach you.
She didn't teach me, and she didn't want me to go into any career. She said, you have no idea what it means. I suffered all my life. All I want to be happy is now to be with my family. And this was the one thing that wasn't granted to her, because she had to work until the last, as long as she was able to. And then she was so terribly ill that it was for her, really. No relaxation to be with the family. But finally, in her, I would say in the last stage of her life, she permitted me to take singing lessons, and when I first sang for her, she came to me and was quite moved, and she said, "Well, I do believe in you, and now you have to start to work." I couldn't understand this phrase because I thought I had worked so well already and I was not at the top of everything. But start to work, you know, after I studied 1 or 2 years. Amazing phrase, and how right she was.
She must have been a person of, on top of everything else, of extraordinary intelligence.
She was of great intelligence, and she was always working at herself in every respect. Her taste, her way of dressing, her way of entertaining, I mean, it was really perfect.
It's always seemed to me that all these qualities which you've been recalling in your mother's singing are wonderfully summed up in a record she made at the end of her career, Selma Kurz, singing the most famous of all Viennese waltzes, The Blue Danube by Johann Strauss.